Will you tell people bad news?
Absolutely.
If you see it, you will. Absolutely. Some people won't.
But, George, there's a way here. What is bad news? Someone's perception. Okay. The bad news sometimes is truth. And it depends on how you package the truth. You don't look at a woman and say you have breast cancer. There's a way to get around that. You might suggest the following. It would behoove you to get along to your doctor and have a look. I see a little something that looks like some malformed cells there. You might want to go along and have a look.
Oh, yeah, but don't they go nuts then when you say that?
No, 90% of all women will say to me, that's what I kind of thought, Hans. Thanks for giving me the confirmation.
All right, but the way you say it, is it because you think it is not your place to tell them?
No, it is my place, and I do tell them. They know what I'm getting at. And oftentimes I'll come right out and say, did you know you're a diabetic, or did you know that you have a lump here or there? And I do tell them. They never don't get it. They get it just fine. But you don't turn to somebody who's already afraid of something and say, oh, did you know you had cancer, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't do that. You have to treat the soul with respect, and you have to, I call it back into it. You don't just hit them full on. You open up a door to a possibility to understand there may be something going on you need to take care of.
How many people heed your advice and do what they need to do?
70%.
That's pretty good, Hans.
Yeah, it is. I'm very pleased with that. I have a very, very good record there. But also, George, you have to be careful that you don't scare people if someone is going to have to come out of a relationship. I have to tell people that their child may pass away, that their lover may pass away.
And those are horrible
moments. Those are things that a good medium will do, even though we don't want to do it.
Does it really bother you?
I cry, George. I cry after that and sometimes during.
With them?
Yes, because it's so personal. It's so terribly personal when I deal with people who want to commit suicide. One of the things that I'll say to them is what I want the audience to hear. It will do you no good, you know, I'll say, because you wake up in the same consciousness.
Well, I assume you have saved a lot of people from that, but have there been some people that you just couldn't get through to?
Yes. I saw a lady in Miami whose husband got drunk and jumped off the 14th floor of their apartment.
Oh, my God.
And
In a drunken stupor. He probably didn't even know what he was doing.
Because she had caught him at one of...
A philanderer, huh?
Yes.
All right.
And apparently he had never done it before, but he did. But she caught him somehow. And he jumped. And her mother called me and said, is there anything you can do? I saw the lady 5 times in a row. Every day. And I did everything I could. And I said, you know, you can't go fix him. You can't go help him. You know, we're all going in the same direction. We're all in different cars. Okay? You can't do this, or you yourself will want to come back and redo this life again. And she jumped anyway from the same balcony. I've never gotten over it. Never. I tried so hard, but I simply couldn't save her. And there are times that no matter how much we know, no matter how much spirit speaks to the people, they just need or just feel like they need to follow a path to obliterate themselves and move back into spirit. And they do it. And there's nothing that I or anybody else can do about that.
I had a friend of mine who called me one day and needed $250.
Mm-hmm.
So I wired it to him. And sure enough, what does he do? He pays his month premium for his life insurance plan. And then he killed himself.
That's a tough one, George.
Yep. He left whatever this policy was to his kids because he was down and out. And I have to tell you, though he sounded down, he didn't sound suicidal.
They rarely do. And this is one of the tricky things in readings because I don't know. Spirit tells me these things. Spirit will come through and say, this one wants out badly. You must help us. And so we'll work very hard. And we'll go to what is your purpose. We'll look at different avenues. We'll begin to put in opportunities. We'll begin to help them to understand that it's only an illusion of the moment. Remember, for instance, illness only comes to visit the body. It's not who you are. Fear visits. It is not reality. And when people begin to understand this, you can begin to move them slightly out of hopelessness and despair and give them a little hope, a little belief, and then they begin to see how that works and their life gets better.
Would you ever lock the doors and call security for someone who, you know, just reacted in a very bizarre way if you had told them some bad news?
I have not had that experience, but I have called someone and made them give me the phone number of people to call to come and get them, even though their car may be in the driveway.